Hey guys, welcome back to Hope Sammy Let's Talk. Tonight's nightly inspiration is coming from my other book, my other daily devotions, written by Joyce Meyer. It's daily devotions from Psalms 365 Daily Inspirations, and I'm reading from day 171 called We Don't Need to Be Jealous. And the Bible verse that comes with this says, "This is what the wicked are like. Always free of care, they go on messing in wealth." And that's Psalm 73:12. The reading on this says, we could almost feel the jealousy in today's scripture as the psalmist Asaph writes about the wicked. We may be surprised to realize that the people in Old Testament times struggled jealousy for some of the same reasons we wrestle with it today. Other people's seemingly easy, carefree lives and their financial blessings. Jealousy rots the bones, according to Proverbs 14:30. This is a strong statement and one that I don't care or I don't want to be the victim of. Anytime you feel jealous or envious, the best course of action is to go to God quickly and ask Him to help you and comfort you in the regarding situation. Ask Him to show you how blessed you are and help you understand that you have no real reason to be jealous. God has a unique plan for each of us, and it is the very best plan for us. Don't compare yourself, your life, or your problems with anyone else's. If we can trust God and know that He will give us what is right for us, then we don't need to be jealous of anyone else. I don't want anything God doesn't want me to have, and neither should you. And then the ending prayer with this goes, Lord Jesus, I don't want to live with jealousy, compare myself to others. Help me discover the individual plan you have for me and work with you to become the best person you have created me to be. Now, this one is huge, and I honestly think that this one is one of the biggest and best ones I've read, just because I think no matter our lives, we always can find room to be jealous of something else, someone else, or whatever the case may be. And there's literally no reason for us to be jealous. And I say that because, and yes, I know it's way easier said than done, but I say that because God has literally made us all different and unique and on different paths and with different purposes for a reason. We're all supposed to be different, and we're all supposed to be learning from each other and teaching each other and you know whatnot, and you know, letting God guide us in everything that we do, you know. And I think we all have a little bit of jealousy no matter what your stance is in life. But we have to remember that, you know, whether we are rich or poor, whether we're homeless or we live in a mansion, you know, no matter what our life situation is, we have to stop being jealous and comparing ourselves to everybody else, because that's only making it worse. You know, me personally, you know, with me being a photographer, you know, I definitely meet a lot of new photographers that, you know, that have much bigger, fancier equipment than I do, you know. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, wow, you know, that must be really nice. I wish I had that, you know, whatever else. And sometimes I try to talk to them about, you know, what they have and how they use it and all that kind of stuff and whatever else. Now, the thing about it is, you know, God gave them, you know, the tools and the accessories and the resources that He wanted them to have to do the job that they're doing. Me for myself, yes, I am incredibly, incredibly blessed and so, so thankful for everything that I have for my photography business, because I am incredibly blessed. You know, I don't have, you know, all the big fancy lenses and all that kind of stuff to a point. I mean, I do have extremely large lenses and stuff like that, but, you know, that I can use for nature and, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, I just might not have the same type of lenses they have, you know what I mean? But I still do have quite a bit of stuff. You know, I do have the big lenses to you know, photograph nature from like 11 miles away, which is insane. And I've got, you know, different lenses, you know, that I use for all kinds of stuff, sports, nature, whatever. You know, but I don't have, you know, like the big gel lights. I don't have, you know, you know, all these other things that, you know, I see all these other photographers having, you know, but that's not my path to have that right now. God hasn't said, hey, you're going to take this now. You know, I have what I have for a reason, you know, and I honestly everything that I do have has gotten me where I'm at today with my photography business and with my podcasting business. And I am extremely thankful and so blessed because I do have a lot of stuff. And, you know, it has taken me and it has brought me to where I'm at today with my business. And my business is doing phenomenal, you know. And, you know, granted, you know, I'm not the richest photographer out there by any means, you know, but at the same time too, you know, my clients are extremely happy with my work, you know, and I'm extremely happy with my work as well. And, you know, I don't have to have all the big fancy stuff, you know, to do what I'm doing. What I have does a perfect job, you know. And so when I see myself, you know, looking at what my photographer friends have, and I'm like, man, that's gotta be nice, you know. And I have to stop and realize I'm doing just fine with where I'm at, and they're doing amazing where they're at, you know what I mean? And we're on different paths when it comes to our journeys with photography, you know. And so I have to stop comparing myself to other people and stop, you know, quote unquote, being jealous of other people, because, you know, I'm doing just fine where I'm at. And I didn't have all this stuff a couple years ago when I really did want it, and now I have it. So be thankful for it, right? You know, also with our house, you know, where we're at with our house, you know, we always want more land and a bigger house. We want a basement and we want this and we want that. But, you know, and we see our friends even on our street, you know, that, you know, have bigger houses and much more land, and they seem to have it all, you know, but that's their path. We're on our path. And, you know, there's no reason to be jealous of what they have, because they have what they have because that's what they have, you know. We're on a different journey than they are with what we have been given, you know. But we also have to stop and remember where we came from, you know, where we used to live, you know. We hated living there. It was horrible, you know. I mean, yes, we were extremely, extremely thankful and extremely blessed to be in a home, because flip side of that is we could have been homeless, you know. But, you know, so we loved the house that we were in, because, I mean, it was a family house. We absolutely loved it. But it was just way, 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 way too small for us. There was no privacy whatsoever. And we were always in a bad environment. The surrounding environment was just terrible, you know, for us, for our family. You know, other people were perfectly fine there, and they still live there, and they love it, and that's wonderful. But for us, we hated it, and we couldn't get out of there fast enough. And we were praying for so many years for God to bless us with a bigger house, bigger land, and, you know, bigger this and bigger that. We finally got it, and now we have what we've been praying for. And obviously we still pray for, you know, we wish we had a basement, we wish we had more floors, or, you know, like, you know, second and third floor or whatever. We wish we had, you know, a bigger car, we wish we had this, we wish we had that, and oh my God, you know, how come this person can go out and buy three cars, we can't do that, you know, all these kind of things. But if you instead of comparing yourself with other people, just compare yourself to where you used to be and work off of that, you know. And because, I mean, when we stop and we look to where we used to be, I mean, as blessed as we were even back then, because I know we were incredibly blessed, you know, we were praying for so many years to get the house we have now, and it's the most beautiful blessing, you know. And we have now what we've been begging and praying for the last several years, and plus some, you know, because now I have, you know, a place for all my photography business. Like, I've got my own photography studio, you know, and never ever thought that was gonna happen, you know, but now I've got it. You know, I've got an office, never thought that was gonna happen, now I've got it, you know. And my husband's got things that he never thought he would have either, and so do our kids, you know. And so, I mean, you have to stop being jealous of what other people have and just focus on what you have, because you are incredibly blessed. And you need to be thankful for everything you've got, you know. Because, I mean, if you constantly compare yourself to other people and, you know, and continue to stay jealous of what other people have, you're never going to be happy. You're always going to be miserable, and that crap sucks, you know. And that always leads to other wickedness that you don't need to have, you know. And So it's just one of those things where, you know, you have to remember that God gave us, you know, our, you know, he created each of us for a very specific, unique reason. You know, we all have our own, you know, purposes to fulfill. We all have our own journeys to be on, and they're all different. I mean, you can even have a different journey than your husband and your kids. Everyone has an incredibly unique, different journey and purpose and path than everybody else does, you know? And you have to respect that, and you have to fulfill that. Let God guide you in everything you do, because God's giving us, you know, everything that he sees fit for us to have. And granted, I think we all would like to be extremely wealthy, live in a big, beautiful home with lots of land, all that kind of stuff. And we often wonder, like, well, how come this can't be us? You know, and I don't know why God has given us what we have, you know, or, you know, all the, you know, why everyone has different lives and different paths, but who am I to question God, you know what I mean? You know, we have to just sit back and be thankful for what we have and be grateful for what we have and continue to, you know, count our blessings. Because if you think about it, especially with us, we could still be stuck where we used to be years ago, and God, it was hell. It was absolute hell. You know, now where we're at is one of the biggest blessings, you know, we've ever received. And we don't take it for granted by any means. We wake up every single day thanking God for everything that we have. And I do see on Instagram and Facebook that, you know, our friends and our family have bigger homes, they got new vehicles, you know, they have, you know, they're traveling, all kind of stuff, you know, one of our friends posted a while ago that they hit the lotto, and I'm just like, why can't that be us? But it's not going to be us, because that's not the path that we're on, and we have to respect that, and we just have to not worry about what other people are doing. Be happy for them. You know, be thankful that they're living out the life that they're supposed to have. I mean, you have to be thankful you're living out the life that you have, you know? And no matter where you're at in life, be thankful for it, because that's where you're supposed to be. And, you know, it's crazy, because, I mean, we all have different paths. We're all in different environments and different situations. And, you know, some of us are seriously so confused about why we're at where we're at. I mean, even me sometimes, you know, I'm like, you know, why am I here? You know, why am I stuck in this spot? You know, why can't I grow? Why can't I escape this? You know, whatever that situation may be, you know, but we just have to stop and remember, you know, that God is in control of everything that we do and where we're at in life. So wherever we're at in life, we're supposed to be there for a reason, whether it's to teach us something, whether it's to bless us with something, whether it's to put us through a storm, to give us a testimonial, to help somebody else out in life. You know, we're where we're supposed to be at for a reason. So we can't be jealous or envious or compare to anybody else. You just can't, because it doesn't make sense. You know, we all do it, but we just shouldn't. You know, so I mean, that is one of the biggest things I think of life is, you know, live life for God, and, you know, just be thankful for where you're at. Do not compare yourself to others. You know, don't be jealous of what somebody else has, because it's not going to get you anywhere in life. It's going to bring you down, and that's what the devil wants. That's not what God wants. You know, so just be thankful for where you're at in life, you know, because you have a beautiful, blessed life. And you know, for those of you who are struggling and who are in bad environments and are confused about why you're stuck there, you know, just continue to heavily and deeply pray for a guiding light out of the situation. You know, God has you where he has you for a reason. Whatever that reason may be, you got to figure that out with him and, you know, live out your life purpose. And then, you know, he'll guide you onto another path. You know, but So mainly the whole point of this is to just, you know, don't compare yourself to somebody else. Don't be jealous of somebody else, because that's not what life's about. We're at where we're at for a reason. God has us on a purpose. He built us for a purpose. And you just have to concentrate on that. And, you know, don't be hating on somebody else, because that's not going to get you anywhere. You know, just be happy for those people that they do have what they have and they're doing really well with what they have. And be happy for yourself. And if you get stuck on, you know, if you get stuck in the space that you're in, just remember where you came from. Because for me, that's always a great reality check. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. Hope 70 Let's Talk. Hopefully I didn't bore you. Hopefully I inspired you. And I hope you had an amazing day. I hope you have a safe, beautiful night. Yeah, thanks for listening. Love you guys. Mwah.